Shalom to all! Today we're learning Mishnah's Trumas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, and Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah's are being learned Lili Nishmas, Mars, Miriam, Sarah, Basav, Yaakov, Maisha, Her, Nishal, Mishnah, Avon, Uliyah, and Beschos, Rachel, Basav, Gittel, and Daniel, Yazber, and Spire, Rachel, they should be benched with Zarshal, Kayama, Bekar of Mamish. And Mishnah Vav continues talking about being Tarim, Min HaYafe, from the very best. Vitarmin, Zayse, Shemen, Al Zayse, Kevesh, Veloy, Zayse, Kevesh, Al Zayse, Shemen. Once you take Truma off from oil olives onto pickling olives, and not vice versa. Oil olives are olives that are going to be pressed for their olive oil, and those are much juicier olives than olives that are going to be pickled. So it's better to take off truma from the oil olives onto the picking olives, not vice versa. The yayin she'ena mevoshel al mevoshel, v'loy min ha-mevoshel she'ena mevoshel. If he has two different wines in front of him, wine which has been cooked and wine which hasn't been cooked. Well, wine that hasn't been cooked is much higher quality than wine which is mevoshel. So therefore, take off from the wine which is not mevoshel onto wine which is mevoshel, not vice versa. And Zaklal, this is the general rule. Kol shel kelayim b'chaveray, if we have two different types, and they're kelayim with each other, they're not allowed to be planted with each other. Lo yisrei mizeh al zeh, one may not take off truma from one onto the other. Afilu min hayafe al hara, even though one of them is much better than the other, no taking off truma from one for the other, because it's two totally different species. V'chol she'ena kelayim b'chaveray, and even if these two things are not kelayim with each other, still, tayir min hayafe al hara, he has to take off from that which is better onto that which is not so good, avoloy min hara al hayafe, but not from that which is not so good onto which is much better. So let's say he has grapes and grain. Grapes and grain are kelayim with each other, so no taking off from the grapes for the grain, or vice versa. Let's say he has two different types of grapes, big, juicy, crunchy grapes, and a little bit shriveled, not so tasty, somewhat sour grapes. That's considered yafe and ra. He has to make sure to take off from the big, juicy grapes onto the not such good ones. Now, v'im tar min al ra al yafe, let's say he did separate from the ra onto the yafe, truma say truma, but the evid is valid truma. Chutz, except for, min hazunin al chitim. If he separated from zunim onto chitin, that's not valid at all. Why not? She'ena noichel, because it's not considered food. Zunin is some sort of seed which is used to feed pigeons. It's not even meant for human consumption. So therefore, even b'di'eved, if he takes off from zunin onto chitim, it's not valid. Now we have another machlokes, v'kishos v'hamalafafayin min echad. Kishos and malafafon, it's machlekes if this is two different types of cucumbers or two different types of gourd. But either way, the Tanna Kamma holds that it's considered like one species and we're allowed to take off from one min onto the other. Now Rabbi Huda says, shnei minin, it's considered like two different minim and therefore no taking off from kishos onto malafafon or vice versa. Now moving on to Parag Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Hatayrim kishos v'nimtzeis mara, avatiach v'nimtzeis seruach. Let's say he took truma off of kishos, which we said is either gourd or cucumber, and it turns out that it was bitter. Or he took truma off of melons, and it turns out that it was spoiled. What does he do in this case? Truma. That which he took off as truma is considered truma, but now he has to take truma off again. Now even though we had just said in the previous Mishnah that if one was tayrim min hara ala yafe, from something which is not so good onto something which is better, but the evidence works. This case is different, and that's for one of two reasons. Number one, produce that's considered ra still can be eaten, but spoiled watermelon cannot be eaten at all. And number two is because he could have checked to ensure that these melons were good before he took off truma. How is he able to check that? He could have taken one melon from the pile, taken truma for that one, tasted it to make sure that it was good, and then he would have been able to determine if it's good or not. And from the fact that he didn't do that, we kenas him, and we say that he has to take off truma again. Now here we have something interesting. Here we have two different trumas that he just separated. Now one of them is considered truma d'oraisa. One of them is truma d'rabanan. And since we don't know which one was the real truma and which one is just the truma d'rabanan, he has to give both of them to the kayin. However, since he only really has to give one of them to the kayin mid'oraisa, so the kayin has to pay him for the other one. A similar case the Mishnah tells us, hatayrim chavis shel yayin v'nimtzeis shel chametz. Let's say he takes truma off of a barrel of wine, and it turns out that it's vinegar. If he knew that it was vinegar before he took truma off, ain't a truma, so it's not valid at all. However, if after he took off truma, only then it spoiled and then it became vinegar, haray zu truma, so it's valid truma. Im safek, let's say he's in doubt. He doesn't know when it became vinegar. So truma, that which he took off at first is truma, but v'yachzav yitraim, he has to take off truma again. And here we have an important halacha regarding this safek. This first truma that he separated will not create a meduma mixture by itself. He's also not chayav a chaymesh for it. And the second truma as well. We had already learned about this in Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches. Miduma is when we have Truma falling into Chulin. That very potentially can aser all of the Chulin. And a Chaimesh is an added fifth. If a person accidentally eats Truma, he not only has to pay back that which he ate, but he also has to pay back a fifth of its value. So over here, since we don't know which one of them is the real Truma, if one of them falls into Chulin, it's not going to make it Miduma. And if he eats it, he's not going to be Chayv a Chaimesh. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis, which is a continuation of this Mishnah, and with Mishnah Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.